Okay. So what we are going to discuss for the month of June and July is about the Bible, ang Biblia. So first is, who wants an English copy? English. Wants English. Oh, sige, Tagalog na lang yung mga bata. And then, Tagalog, ang Biblia. Mas madali yung Tagalog. Kasi pwede nyo itong, inyong, by the way, it's your copy. You can highlight some words here. It's your personal copy. And ito yung rule, ito yung rule. Kapag hindi nyo ito nadala, next Sunday, you will not have a copy anymore. Okay? So, you need to keep this. You need to keep this. Kapag nawala nyo ito, if you lost your personal copy, you will not have a copy anymore. So, disadvantage yan pag nag-review kayo sa quiz. Okay? So, and by the way, English and Tagalog, pareho lang siya. Ang pinagkaiba lang niya is sa translation. So, pwedeng lagyan nyo lang ng pangalan nyo para kahit maiwan nyo to, hindi to mawawala. Okay. Okay. So, the Bible or ang Biblia. Now, do you have any insight about what is the Bible? Meron ba kayong mga o kaalaman na pwede nyo i-share? Ano yung pagkakaalam nyo sa Bible? Kenzie, ikaw, para sa'yo, ano ang Bible? Like, para sa'yo, ano ang Bible? Kabutihan sa Panginoon. Grace.
Word of God.
Word of God, salita ng Diyos. Open your Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this will be our theme verse throughout this lesson. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. This will be our theme verse throughout this lesson. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Sino sa inyo may Tagalog na nakbuksan na yung 2 Timothy 3:16? Pwedeng pakitayo at pakibasa? Sige, Bugoy. 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay. Nakita mo? Okay lang, ato na lang. Sige. Ako na lang yung babasa nito sa Tagalog. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Ito yung sa Tagalog. Makinig. Lahat ng kasulatan ay ibinigay sa pamamagitan ng paghinga ng Diyos. So what it means is all scripture. When you say all scripture from Genesis to Revelation are part of that scripture. Sabi doon, lahat ng kasulatan, lahat ng meron sa Bible, ang tinutukoy dito, ang sabi doon, ay ibinigay sa pamamagitan ng paghinga ng Diyos or inspiration of God. So we're going to talk about inspiration of the Bible in this series of lesson. Also, at ang sabi doon, it is profitable or kapaki-pakinabang para sa doktrina. Meaning, the Bible is profitable for doctrine. When you say doctrine, it's teaching. Halimbawa, kung gusto mo magturo ng pagpapamilya, the Bible is profitable for that. If you want to teach your child discipline, you can use the Bible for that. If you want to teach the government how to rule, you can use the Bible for that. So it's profitable for doctrine, especially for the doctrine of the church. Ang Bible ay profitable, kapaki-pakinabang sa katuruan ng simbahan. At ang sabi pa doon, for doctrine, for reproof or pagsaway, meaning if you want to correct someone about their wrongdoings, you can use the Bible. And that's the way we should handle the Bible. Para sa pagtutuwid or for correction, pag merong maling landasin ang isang tao, pwede mo siyang itama ang kanyang maling landasin sa pamamagitan ng Bible. Para sa pagsasanay sa katuwiran or the instruction, for instruction in righteousness. Kung gusto mong mamuhay bilang righteous na tao, you can use the Bible. So, yan yung ating timbers. Yan yung timbers natin for the series of lesson, na lahat ng kasulatan ay binigay ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng inspirasyon. Ito'y kapakipakinabang sa pagkaturuan, pagsaway, pagtama ng landasin, at pagturo ng katuwiran. So, I would recommend na inyong basahin, inyong i-memorize itong 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. I would suggest na sa inyong devotion, start memorizing this verse kasi baka kasama ito sa quiz. So, pwede nyo i-memorize to. Also, sino sa inyo ang who from you memorized the 66 books of the Bible? Sino sa inyo ang memorized from Genesis to Revelation? From Genesis to Revelation. So, also, I would recommend, re-recommend ako na sauluhin nyo yung Genesis to Revelation, Genesis hanggang Malakay, and then Matthew hanggang Revelation, kasi for sure, kasama yun sa quiz. So, yung quiz nyo, for sure, pag hindi mo saulo yung Genesis hanggang Revelation, merong part ang quiz na hindi mo masasagutan. So, meron kang isang buwan, you have 1 month to memorize Genesis to Revelation. Okay, part na yun ng tip, ng clue sa quiz ninyo. Okay, let's start in our lesson. So, what is the Bible? Here in the Bible, the main theme of the Bible, remember, the main theme of the Bible is Jesus Christ and salvation through Him. Ang pangunahing tema ng Biblia ay si Jesus Kristo at ang kaligtasan sa pamamagitan niya. So, ibig sabihin, lahat ng parte ng Bible, ang tinetema, ang paksa ng Bible ay ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. From Genesis to Revelation, kapag ka pinag-aralan natin ang salita ng Diyos, ang Bible, wala kang ibang makikita kundi ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Remember the difference between Old Testament and the New Testament? The difference is the Old Testament foresee the coming Jesus Christ. And the New Testament is the fulfillment of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, from Genesis to Malachi, all of the books of the Bible is having a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to us and His salvation that is going to do for us. So, that's the theme of the Bible. Tandaan nyo, ang tema ng Bible ay ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo at ang kaligtasan, the salvation through Him. Now, ang Biblia, the Bible, is the book that God had given to reveal Himself to mankind. The Bible, ang Biblia, ay ibinigay ng Diyos, tinatawag siyang special revelation ng Diyos sa atin upang ihayag ang Kanyang sarili sa atin. Now, halimbawa, ganito. Merong isang tao, halimbawa, merong someone na gusto niyong makilala. And the way na ipinakilala niya ang kanyang sarili ay sa pamamagitan ng isang libro. Walang ibang pamamaraan. So, magkagayon din ang ating Panginoon, tandaan niyo, hindi niyo makikita at makikilala ang Diyos sa anumang paraan. You cannot know God in any other way aside from the Bible. There is what we call general revelation, which is you can know that there is God. Sa halimbawa ganito, mga kabataan, pag pinagmasdan nyo ang sanlibutan, ang kalikasan na nilikha ng Diyos, makikita mo na merong Diyos. Kasi halimbawa, you observe yung mga puno, yung mga ibon, yung mga bundok, makikita mo sa pamamagitan ng kalikasan na merong Diyos. You will see that there is God through the creation. But, hindi mo makikilala sino ba tong Diyos na to, maliban sa salita ng Diyos. At ginamit ng Diyos, pakinggan nyo to, God uses this book to reveal Himself to us. Now, paano natin nalaman na iisa ang Diyos? How did we know that there's only one God? Through this book. How did we know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? How did we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life? We cannot see that in nature. The only way we can know that is the Word of God. How can we know that there is Trinity? The three person in one Godhead. How did we know the Trinity? Through the Word of God. So, that's one thing na makita natin. God gave this book in order to reveal Himself to mankind. And tandaan nyo, aside from this book, you will never know who God is. And that's the reason why meron tayong society na magulo, kasi ang tao hindi nila kilala ang Diyos. Kasi hindi nila binabasa ang Bible. Ngayon, challenge sa atin bilang mga mananampalataya, kung gusto nyong makilala ang Diyos, kailangan nating magbigay ng panahon sa salita ng Diyos. So, another thing dito, the Bible, it answers all of life's important questions. Alam nyo ba na ang Bible ay nagbibigay ng sagot sa mga mahalagang tanong ng buhay? Ano yung mga example na tanong ng buhay? Who is God? Sino ang Diyos? Where did man come from? Saan nanggaling ang tao? Ano pang tanong? What is the purpose of life? Ang Bible ay may kasagutan dyan. Why is the world filled with suffering? Now, itong tanong. Hindi nyo ba na naging tanong, bakit ang mundong ito, bakit ang buhay natin ay puno ng suffering? Anong mga example ng suffering? Pag ikaw ay sakit. Pagka meron kang mahal sa buhay na namatay. Kalungkutan. Yung pangangailangan, yung karamdaman, aksidente. Hindi nyo ba naging tanong, bakit ang tao ay puno ng suffering? Why is the world filled with suffering? Alam nyo ba, may sagot ang Bible patungkol doon? Merong sagot ang Bible doon. Why does man die? Bakit ang tao namamatay? Bakit namamatay ang tao? Dahil sa kasalanan. Paano natin nalaman yun? Alam nyo ba, ang mundo nating ginagalawan, akala nila, ang dahilan ng kamatayan ay karamdaman, cancer, pagkatanda. Akala nila karamdaman ang sanhi ng kamatayan. Hindi yun tunay. Ang katotohanan, ang kamatayan, sabi ni Bugoy, ay resulta ng kasalanan natin. Paano natin nalaman yun? Sa Bible. Yung mga scientists, the doctors, pag tinanong nyo sila, bakit namamatay ang tao? Iba-iba ang kanilang kasagutan. Pero, pag tinignan natin ang Bible, merong sagot ang Bible sa tanong na yun. Ito pa ang tanong na hindi alam ng mundo. Important question. What happens after death? Hindi alam ng tao yan. Pag tinanong nyo yung mga kaklase ninyo, tanungin nyo, try nyo, tanungin nyo yung kaibigan nyo, alam mo ba ang mangyayari pagkatapos ng kamatayan, what happens after death? They don't know the answer. Because they don't read the Bible. But the Bible has answer for that question. Another question, important question. How can man get into right relationship with God? Paano ang isang tao makakarating sa tamang relasyon sa Diyos? Paano tayo magkakaroon ng tamang relasyon sa Diyos? Merong question, merong sagot ang Bible. The Bible has answer for that. Who is Jesus? Why did He die? What will happen in the future? So, yung question na sino si Jesus? Merong sagot ang Bible. Ano ang ginawa niya? Merong sagot ang Bible. At anong mangyayari sa hinaharap? What will happen in the future? Alam niyo ba ang hinaharap? So, I have a question. Alam niyo ba anong mangyayari sa hinaharap? Like?
Magiging
automatic
na lahat.
Oh, pwede. Tama yun. Pero, beyond that,
Judge.
Judgment. Tama. Alam nyo ba, ito mga kabataan, trivia, alam nyo ba nagugunawin ang mundong ito sa matinding init? Alam mo ba na lahat ng gamit sa mundong ito, yung mga kotse, sasakyan, building, yung nakikita niyo yung building, lahat yon matutunaw sa tinding init. Para kang may apoy na nagme-melt. Alam niyo na mangyayari yan? Paano natin alaman?
From the Bible.
At alam niyo ba na darating dito si Jesus Christ at magiging hari siya ng buong mundo? Sinong pinuno ng Pilipinas ngayon? Si Marcos. Pero darating yung panahon na magiging pinuno ng buong ng Pilipinas at ng buong mundo is si Jesus Christ. Alam niyo ba na magkakaroon ng bagong langit at lupa? Paano malalaman yan? Sa Bible. So, if you will pay attention sa Bible, you will know the future. That's an amazing thing. Ang mundong ito, the world doesn't know the future. But if you are Bible student person, you study the Bible, you would know the future. So, yun yung katotohanan na yan, na ang Bible ay puno ng sagot sa tanong ng tao, is kamangha-mangha. So that's the Bible. It's not only given by God to reveal himself to mankind, it also answers all life's important question. So magkaroon lang tayo ng interactive. Can you give an important question? Hindi yung question na ano ha, halimbawa question na 2 plus 2, of course, wala yun sa Bible. Dahil yun ay law of math. Yung important question, halimbawa, Brother RJ, paano, sino dapat ang aking mapapangasawa? That's important question. Alam nyo ba na merong sagot ang Bible dyan? Halimbawa, Brother RJ, kung ako'y magninegosyo, ano kaya negosyo ang aking itatayo? Alam nyo ba na mayroong sagot ang Bible kung ano ang kalooban ng Diyos? Halimbawa, ang tanong pa ay, Brother RJ, ano kayang kurso ang iti-take ko sa college? Alam nyo ba na mayroong ding guidelines ang Bible patungkol sa ating pag-aaral at sa anuman sa ating karir? At yan ang kamangha-mangha ng katangian ng Bible. Hindi lamang ito ibinigay ng Diyos upang makilala natin siya, ibinigay ito ng Diyos sa atin upang malaman natin ang mga tanong natin sa buhay. Important question in life. Now, the third bullet, pangatlong bullet doon sa page 1, you will see that the Bible was written by about how many? 40 different prophets or writers that God chose, and they wrote the words that God gave them. Ang Biblia ay isinulat ng humigit kumulang 40 iba't ibang propeta na pinili ng Diyos at isinulat nila ang mga salitang binigay ng Diyos sa kanila. Titingnan natin later on yung 2 Peter chapter 1. Pero tandaan nyo, ang Bible ay ibinigay ng Diyos sa atin sa pamamagitan ng pagpili ng 40 different writers. At ibinigay ng Diyos ang salita sa kanila at isinulat nila ang Bible. Now, halimbawa, ito, ganito. Tandaan, sino ang may akda ng Bible? Who is the author of the Bible? Sinong may akda?
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, ang Panginoon. Pero sino ang mga sumulat ng Bible? Yun ang 40 different writers, yung mga prophets. There's only one author, but there are 40 different writers. Meron lamang isang may akda, pero merong 40 iba't ibang sumulat. Now, sinong nalilito doon? Brother RJ, paano nangyari na merong isang may akda, pero 40 ang sumulat? Meron kayong question doon? Do you have any question? Halimbawa, ganito. Si Light ay assistant ko, secretary. Sabi ko, Light, gumawa ka naman ng sulat para kay Bugoy. Gantong isulat mo. Dear Bugoy, magkita tayo sa Sunday sa church. Inaasahan kong makita kita. RJ. Now, ang tanong, yung sulat na yon na sinulat ni Light, Halimbawa, may ballpen si Light, sinulat niya yung sinabi ko sa kanya. Sinong sumulat nun? Halimbawa, ito na yun. Ito yung letter. Sinong writer? Pero sinong author? Ako, kasi idinikta ko lang sa kanya. So, ganun ang Bible. It is the Holy Spirit that gave the words or inspired the words, and the writers wrote it in a book. So, yan yung Bible. Now, fourth bullet, it was written over a period of about 1,600 years. Ito, magkakaiba to. Pwedeng 1,500 years o pwedeng 1,600 years. Pero hindi mahalaga yon. Pero tandaan natin, higit 1,500 o 1,600 years na isulat ang Bible. So, pip bullet. The word Bible, itong tandaan natin. Yung ika-anim, 2, 4, 5. Ika-anim na bullet. The word Bible is from the Greek word biblios or biblos, which means a book. Ang salitang Biblia ay mula sa salitang Griego na biblios na nangangahulugang isang aklat. So, tandaan yan. Baka kasama yan sa quiz. Remember that. Maybe it will be part of the quiz. Okay? Ang Biblia ay nanggaling sa Griegong salitang biblios, Griego, Greek, word na biblios, na ang ibig sabihin ay isang libro. Kaya pag binuksan nyo ang Bible, kahit ito'y may naglalaman ng 66 books, ito'y isang libro lamang. Now, 6 bullet. The Bible is one book that speak with one voice, but it is divided into 2 major sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The word Testament means covenant or agreement. Now, ang Biblia ay isang aklat na nagsasalita ng isang tinig kasi alam natin na iisa lamang yung mayakda nito, ang Banal na Espiritu. Pero ito'y nahati sa 2 bahagi, ang lumang tipan, boys makinig, lumang tipan at ang bagong tipan. Pagka sinabing tipan or testament, when you say the word testament, it means agreement or kasunduan. Merong lumang kasunduan or lumang tipan at meron ding bagong tipan. Now, pagka sinabing kasunduan, parang ganito to. Halimbawa, may kasunduan kami ni Kelsey. Ito ang kasunduan namin. Kapag ka ako'y namatay, lahat ng yaman ko ay ibibigay ko kay Kelsey. Kenzie. Tama? Kenzie? Now, yung kasunduan namin na yon ay magaganap siya pag ako'y namatay. Halimbawa, iniwan ko sa aking attorney, sa aking lawyer, at yung lahat ng kayamanan, ipapasok niya sa account, bank account ni Kenzie. Ganun ang mangyayari. Parang ganun yung kasunduan. Merong lumang kasunduan at merong bagong kasunduan. So, 39 books ang Old Testament, of course, we know that, at 27 books ang New Testament. Napakalaga yun. Huling bahagi, the book are divided into chapters, and each chapter is divided into verses for each in locating passages. Now, sa original, in the original, wala talagang chapter and verse. Kahit nga yung title, wala din title, di ba? Halimbawa, buksan nyo sa Book of John chapter 1 verse 1, mapapansin nyo ang inyong mga Bible na merong title sa ibabaw. Merong chapter, chapter 1, at merong verse. Pero tandaan nyo, sa original na isinulat ng Diyos yung Bible, almost 2,000 years ago, chapter and verse division are not included there. But the Bible scholar added those things in the Bible for ease of use. Dinagdag na lamang yun ng mga Bible scholar, walang masama sa pagdagdag na yun, para mas madaling gamitin natin ang Bible. Kasi imagine niyo ganito. Imagine niyo kung walang chapter and verse, paano niyo mabubuksan ang John 3:16? Siguro hanapin niyo muna yung babasahin niyo muna buong paragraph. Mahihirapan tayo. So, dinagdagin yung chapter and verse division para mas madaling buksan ang Bible for references. So it was added. Pero tandaan niyo, it's not part of the original. Pagka meron kayong original copy ng Bible nung panahon ni na Pablo, walang chapter and verse division ang mga Bible nung panahon na yon. So, that's the introduction. Meron kayong tanong? Do you have any question? Do you have any question? So, tandaan nyo, maaaring lumabas to sa quiz. Maybe it will be part of the quiz. We need to remember the 66 book of the Bible. We also need to remember what is the word Bible means. Where it came from and what is its meaning. So, that's the Bible. Now, let's go to the Old Testament. We still have time. What? The Old Testament. The Old Testament, ang lumang tipan, is God's covenant with man through the law of Moses. So, itong tandaan nyo, mga kabataan, from Genesis to Malachi, yung lumang tipan, the Old Testament, picture out that it is God's covenant between God and man through the law of Moses. Now, meron kayong idea. Do you have any idea what the law of Moses is? Do you have any idea what the law of Moses is? Ang law of Moses, natatandaan niyo ba nung panahon ng Exodus, merong ibinigay ang Diyos na batas sa bansang Israel. Yun yung tinatawag na law of Moses. So, tandaan niyo, ang lumang tipan, okay, tandaan nyo, ang lumang tipan, ang Old Covenant, you need to remember that the Old Covenant is the agreement of God and man through the law of Moses. That's the Old Testament. So, pagka pagalimbawa, this is the application of that part. Whenever you read the Old Testament, always remember the Old Covenant. For example, if you're reading the book of Malachi, you need to remember that it's part of the Old Covenant wherein God and man has an agreement between the law of Moses. For example, you're reading Leviticus, you're reading 1 Samuel, you're reading Ecclesiastes, you're reading Proverbs. Always remember that there's an agreement between God and man through the law of Moses. It would help you to understand further the Word of God by that approach. Also, ang lumang tipan, ang kautusan ay ibinigay upang ihanda ang daan para sa pagdating ni Jesus. The law, or the law of Moses, was given to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus by revealing God's holiness and man's sinfulness. Now, pakinggan nyo to. Pakinggan nyo to, mga bata. Ang lumang tipan, sinong may kasunduan sa lumang tipan? Who are the parties of the Old Covenant? Old Testament. Sinong nagkasundo? Sino nagkasundo sa lumang tipan? Ang Diyos at ang?
Israel.
Tama. Ang the nation Israel or ang tao. God and man. At sa pamamagitan, ano ang pamamagitan ng kanilang kasunduan? Anong namamagitan? What is the instrument of their covenant? According sa our lesson. Tama. Law of Moses. So, Old Covenant, Old Testament is between God and man through the law of Moses. Now, what is the law of Moses? The law of Moses, ang batas, it was given to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. So, remember that. So, huwag kayong malito. There's an Old Covenant, and through that covenant is through the law of Moses. Merong lumang kasunduan or lumang tipan, ang Diyos at ang tao. At ang namamagitan sa kasunduan na yon ay ang batas ni Moses. Remember that. Batas ni Moses. Now, ang batas ni Moses ay ibinigay ng Diyos. Ito ibinigay ng Diyos upang ihanda ang pagdating ni Jesus Christ. Remember that. There's an Old Covenant. It was through the law of Moses, and the law of Moses was given to prepare the coming of Jesus Christ. In what way? Sa anong paraan? Sa anong paraan inihahanda ng batas ang pagdating ni Jesus Christ? Merong dalawang katangian Una, upang ipakita ang kabanalan ng Diyos. Pangalawa ay upang ipakita ang kasalanan at pagiging makasalanan ng tao. So the law of Moses was given to prepare for the coming Jesus Christ by first, by revealing God's holiness, and second, by revealing man's sinfulness. So go in Romans chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Sino nakabasa na nakakita? Ati Cham, sige. Romans 3, 19 and 20.
Romans 3, 19 and 20. Now we know that what things soever the law said, it said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
So, thank you, Ate Chan. So, you see in that verse that it's through the law we can know that we sin against God. So, if you picture out the Old Testament from Genesis to Malachi, first to remember is there's a covenant. There was an agreement between God and man, and it was through the law of Moses the agreement existed. So, and the law of Moses, ang batas ni Moses ay ibinigay, it was given to reveal our sinfulness and to reveal God's holiness. Now, ang ibig sabihin nun, ang batas ni Moses na ibinigay ng Diyos sa bansang Israel, kung saan ang lumang tipan ay nakasaklob, ito ay nagpapakita ng kasalanan natin, na tayo ay makasalanan pala. Dahil ang sabi nung binasa na verse ni Ate Cham, ang batas, ang kaalaman ng kasalanan. Hindi mo malalaman na ikaw ay magnanakaw, hindi mo malalaman na ikaw ay nakikiapid, hindi mo alam na ikaw ay makasalanan kung hindi sinabi ng batas. Kung hindi sinabi ng batas. So remember that, napakalaga yon. Tandaan nyo, ang lumang tipan ay nakasaklob sa batas ni Moses na merong layunin na ipakita ang kasalanan natin ng tao at ipakita ang kabanalan ng Diyos. So that's the Old Testament. Remember that. Remember, dun sa inyong lesson, yung first and second bullet, napakalaga yun. Yung first and second bullet of the Old Testament. Remember that and analyze that. At tayo ay babalik tayo sa dalawang katotohanan na yan. So, the third bullet, the Old Testament, ang lumang tipan, is divided into the following major section. Ang lumang tipan ay nahati sa apat, actually tatlo siya, pero apat na mahalagang section o bahagi. So remember, ano yung apat na bahagi ng Old Testament? Anyone na could enumerate it dun sa ating lesson? What are the four sections of the Old Testament? Okay, Ate Grace.
The law, the schooling, the prophetic books of or wisdom, the prophecy.
And the prophecy. Papapansin nyo din, doon sa inyong lesson, merong chart dyan. Pwede nyo itong pagbasihan. Ang Old Testament, ang lumang tipan, nahati siya sa apat na bahagi. Apat na major section. Yung tinatawag na ang batas. Yung ang batas ay ang Genesis hanggang Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Yun yung batas. Pangalawang bahagi ay yung history. Pag sinabing history, ito yung mga nakalipas. Anong bahagi yun? From Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. 12 books. Yung history. So pag binasa nyo halimbawa yung mga books na yon ng Old Testament, doon nyo mapapansin na narrative siya. Kwento. Kwento siya kasi nga, those are history. Those books mostly are narratives because they are history. The third part of the Old Testament is what we call the poetic books or wisdom. The poetic books. Ano yun? Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. So poetic, mga tula. Parang mga poetry. Yung limang books na yun. Kaya pag binasa nyo yung limang books na yun, mapapansin nyo, they are poetic. Poetic. At pagtandaan nyo, pakingtandaan nyo, yung poetry of our days right now, ang poetry natin right now ay iba sa poetry ng Hebrew. Kasi sa atin, ang poetry natin, mga riddim. Pero nung lumang panahon ng mga Hudyo, mga idea ang kanilang ang pinagmamatch nila. What is the last part of the Old Testament? The prophecy. O yung tinatawag na mga hula. Ang mga propesya. Ito ay from Isaiah to Malakay. Ang bahagi nito ay naglalaman ng mga propesya patungkol sa Israel, sangkatuuhan at sa kabuuan at kay Hesukristo. So yun yung apat na bahagi ng Lumang Tipan. Tandaan nyo, ang batas, ito ay tinatawag na Pentateuch o limang libro or five books. The word Pentateuch means five books or five scroll or five volume. It describes sa Pentateuch, alam natin na ito'y nagdi-describe the creation of heaven and earth and man. Nagdi-describe ito ng paano nilikha ng Diyos ang lahat, paano nagsimula ang lahat. Makikita nyo din sa Pentateuch, sa loob, kung paano nagkasala ang tao. Paano bumaha dito sa buong mundo nung panahon ni Noah. Makikita nyo din yung Tower of Babel at paano nag-establish yung mga kingdom, yung mga nation. And dito makikita nyo din yung multiplication of the languages. Alam nyo ba kung bakit merong mga languages tayo ngayon na iba-iba? Bakit may Chinese? Bakit merong Tagalog? Merong Japanese? Merong iba-ibang lingwahe? It's makikita nyo din yan sa Pentateuch, sa Dalo. Makikita nyo din sa Lo kung paano tinawag ng Diyos si Abraham upang maging isang nasyon. Makikita nyo din sa Lo paano ang bansang Israel naging alipin sa Egypt at paano iniligtas sila ng Diyos at paano ibinigay ng Diyos ang batas. So that's the law. Sa history naman, history section, you will see here the history of Israel, yung kasaysayan ng bansang Israel. Makikita nyo dito ang kasaysayan ng Jewish nation from the time na kinangkor nila ang Promised Land, panahon ni Joshua, hanggang sa kanilang pagkakaalipin sa bansang Babylon. So that's the history of Israel. You will see in those 12 books, the history of the nation Israel from the time they were conquering the Promised Land in the time of Joshua until the time of Babylonian captivity. So that's the history. And poetry, this section deals with the worship of God and profound question of life such as the purpose of suffering and the seeming vanity of earthly existence. You will see that in those five books. And the prophecy, this section contains the prophecy concerning Israel, mankind as a whole, and Jesus Christ. So that's the Old Testament. That's the Old Testament. Do you have a question? Meron kayong tanong patungkol sa Lumang Tipan? Do you have any questions sa Lumang Tipan? So, tandaan nyo, ang Lumang Tipan ay nahahati sa apat na bahagi. Now, meron akong exercises this morning since we still have time. We still have 30 minutes. Now, I'm going to say a part of the Old Testament. Magsasabi ako ng bahagi ng Lumang Tipan. And if you know the answer, if you know which section it belongs, raise your hand and answer it. Okay? Magsasabi ako ng bahagi ng lumang tipan, sasabihin nyo, kung alam nyo kung saan siya nakalagay, kung ito ba ay nasa law, ito ba ay nasa history, ito ba ay nasa poetic books or wisdom, o ito ba ay nasa prophecy. Okay? So, it's an exercise. Now, which section of the Old Testament you will see the writings of Solomon? Grace.
Wisdom
or poetry. So, that's good. Okay. Which section of the Old Testament you will see the Red Sea crossing? The law. That's very good. So, which part of the Old Testament you will see the life of David? Job. Oh, wisdom?
History.
You will see the Psalms of David in the poetry, but if you want to know the life of David, yung buhay ni David, makikita niya sa history. 1 and 2 Samuel, you will see that. So, another question. Which part of the Old Testament you will see the prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ?
Prophecy.
Of course, prophecy. So, nakita niyo na? So, ito yung tandaan niyo. Whenever you read the Bible, you need to know which section it is. So, una, so, this is the approach. Always remember that the theme of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ and His salvation. Remember that. The second is, you need to know which section it belongs. So that you will know, oh, this is history. You will know, oh, this is poetry. Okay, so another exercise. Okay. The book of Nahum, where it belongs? Teacher. Which section? Which major section Nahum belongs?
Prophecy.
And tandaan nyo din, remember that the prophecy is divided into two subdivision, the major and minor. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel, those are the major prophets. And the other 12 are the minor prophets. So, remember that. Now, another question. Which part of the Old Testament you will see the writings of Isaiah? Joe.
History?
Isaiah? Other one?
Major prophets
or the prophecy. Okay. So, tandaan niyo yun. Like, this is my assignment sa inyo, pero hindi, this is your assignment for a lifetime. Na whenever you're going to read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, always identify which section it belongs. Okay? So, for the lifetime, it's my assignment for you in a lifetime. Whenever you open an Old Testament, always think, oh wait, which part of the Old Testament it belongs? Example, meron tayong scripture reading, halimbawa, sa book of Jeremiah. So, always think, oh, this is prophecy. Pag binuksan nyo yung Bible nyo sa book of Ruth, oh, this is history. So, the advantage of that, the thing that it would result in your approach in the Word of God, it would help you to understand the Old Testament easier. Because you know, this is history. This is narrative. And oh, this is prophecy. So, that's the advantage of knowing that. Instead na babasa ka ng Bible na hindi mo alam, patungkol saan kaya ang Psalms? We don't have idea. Pero kung alam mo na ito yung poetry, mga tula, you will understand that. So, we'll stop there. Do you have any question? Do you have question, Ati Chan? Do you have any?
No, about
Ah, sige.
Natapos po ba na i-discuss po lahat? Kukunin niyo po ba yun?
Ito, hindi ko na ito kukuhanin. Inyo na itong personal na kopya. Yung scripture reading journal. At ito, yung lesson natin for the June and July, inyo na din itong kopya. Pwede nyo itong sulatan. So, hindi na natin makukuhanin. So, this week, throughout this week, start documenting your Bible reading. Halimbawa, sa Monday o bukas, pagising nyo, nagbasa kayo ng Bible, isulat nyo dito. Tuesday, nagbasa kayo ng Bible, isulat nyo din dito. So, kung halimbawa, hindi talaga kayo nakapagbasa, pero I encourage na dapat magbasa kayo kahit, kung halimbawa, wala nang oras, kahit 3 verses o 2 verses o 1 chapter lang. Pero kung hindi talaga, it's up to you na. It's your conviction. Start documenting your Bible reading. So, wala nang tanong? So, if wala na, WT would close us in a word of prayer. Let's pray.
Lord, thank you for this class, and thank you for Brother Archie and how he's made these notes for us to look into the Word of God. Thank you for giving us your Word, and I ask that you would help us to pay attention to it. I ask that you would fill Brother Archie with your Holy Spirit, fill him with your Holy Spirit, and ask that you would bless our travels today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.